Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 85, Scene 7, Krishna Returns the Six Dead Sons of Devaki. After thus informing the king of the demons, Bali Maharaj, Krishna stopped speaking, and Bali could understand the purpose of Lord Krishna. Bali Maharaj worshipped Krishna sufficiently, and thereafter Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram took away the six conditioned souls and returned to the city of Dwaraka, where Krishna presented them as little babies before his mother Devaki. Mother Devaki became overwhelmed with joy and was so ecstatic in motherly feeling that immediately milk began to flow from her breast, and she fed the babies with great satisfaction. Devaki began to take them on her lap again and again, smelling their heads and thinking, "Oh, Krishna has gotten my lost children back for me." And for the time being, Devaki became overpowered by the energy of Vishnu, and in great motherly affection, Devaki began to enjoy the company of her lost children. The milk from the breasts of Devaki was transcendental nectar because the same milk had been sucked by Lord Krishna. As such, the babies who sucked the breasts of Devakiji, which had touched the body of Lord Krishna, immediately became self-realized persons. The babies, therefore, began to offer their obeisances unto Lord Krishna, Balaram, their father Vasudeva, and mother Devaki. And after this, they were immediately transferred to their respective heavenly planets. After they departed, Devaki became stunned with wonder that her dead children had come back and had again been transferred to their respective planets. Devaki could adjust the events only by thinking of Lord Krishna's pastimes, in which, because Lord Krishna's potencies are all inconceivable, then anything wonderful can be performed. Without accepting the inconceivable, unlimited potencies of Lord Krishna, one cannot understand that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Soul. By Krishna's unlimited potencies, Krishna performs unlimited pastimes also, and no one can describe them in full, nor can anyone know them all. Suta Goswami, speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, before the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunaka Rishi, gave his verdict in this connection as follows. O great sages, please understand that the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna are all eternal. They are not ordinary narrations of historical incidences. Such narrations are identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Anyone, therefore, who hears such narrations of Lord Krishna's pastimes becomes immediately freed from the contamination of material existence, and those who are pure devotees enjoy these narrations as nectar entering into their ears. Such narrations were described by Shukadeva Goswami, the exalted son of Vyasadeva, and anyone who hears them, as well as anyone who describes them for the hearing of others, becomes Krishna conscious. And it is only the Krishna conscious persons who become eligible for going back home, back to Godhead. Thus ends Chapter 85, Scene 7. Krishna returns the six dead sons of Devaki. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Amara Barasa
to me. Tomarat Sharane Loinu Sharana Tomarakin Koro Ami Gopinath 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 Gopinath.
Oh, my dear Lord Krishna, you are known as Gopinath. You are my only hope, and I therefore have taken shelter at your lotus feet. Now, I am your eternal servant. The following are notes on this section from the previous Vaishnava Acharyas before the advent of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the ISKCON founder Acharya. In the opinion of Srila Jiva Goswami, the Sanskrit word srishti can refer also to the creative process by which Lord Vishnu's yoga maya arranges the settings and situations of his pastimes. Indeed, there is no question of Mother Devaki being affected by the material aspect of maya. Lord Krishna remained as an infant with Devaki and Vasudeva for only a very short time. First, Krishna appeared before them in his four-armed Vishnu form, and after hearing their prayers, changed himself into an apparently ordinary infant for their pleasure. But to save Krishna from suffering the fate of his six other brothers, Vasudeva at once removed Krishna from the prison of Kamsa. Just before Vasudeva took Krishna away, Mother Devaki suckled Krishna once so that Krishna would not feel thirsty during the long trip to Nandavraja. This we learn from the commentary of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, hearing the wonderful events of Lord Krishna's life destroys sins in a manner that is perfect, alum, because it is easy. Anyone can easily participate in this hearing process, and those who become devoted to Krishna always enjoy wearing on their ears the ornaments of topics concerning Krishna. Not only those who were present at the time of their occurrence, but also Shukadeva Goswami, Suta Goswami, and all those who have heard since then, and everyone in the universe who will hear it in the future, all are blessed by the continuous recital of the transcendental glories of Lord Krishna.
Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhu Sudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha.